art historians, and welcome to the third podcast in our series. These past couple of weeks, you've been discussing two works of art of different mediums. Benjamin West's depiction of the death of General Wolfe is a traditional oil-on-canvas painting, while Timothy O'Sullivan's A Harvest of Death, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, was created in the emergent technology of photography, only a few decades old when this photograph was taken in 1864. I asked Group 1 to think about the expressive or emotional tone of the works of art. I wanted students to consider how emotion or drama is communicated and what is the overall emotional effect of each work.
Benjamin West's Death of General Wolfe is a highly dramatized painting. It depicts a scene from a battle between France and England. The English commander has been mortally wounded, eliciting an emotional reaction from onlookers in the scene. On the right, onlookers have clasped hands and the sky is dark, signifying death. On the left, the sky is light and the onlookers are attempting to help, signifying hope. The commander is portrayed as a hero here, causing viewers to most likely feel a sense of pride and of gratefulness for his sacrifice. Timothy O'Sullivan's A Harvest of Death is a real-time, raw, photographic image of the results of a Civil War battle. Nothing is dramatized here. It is an unfiltered black-and-white image. No one is singled out as a hero, and the carnage could either cause stronger belief in the need for war or an intense disgust towards violence. The raw and realistic qualities of this photograph cause more emotional impact than West's painting.
Great observations, Group 1. Indeed, the Timothy O'Sullivan photograph is entirely bleak and hopeless. There is a grossness and a disgusting, visceral reality to death in the photograph. The painting, on the other hand, gives the viewer a feeling of triumph in the face of tragedy and the nobility of sacrificing oneself for the good of one's cause. Our second group was asked to discuss how light and shadow, i.e. value, are used to expressive effect in each of these works of art. I wanted students to consider ways in which the artist manipulated the light source or used highlight and shadow to suggest meaning.
As we preview the two images, The Death of General Wolfe and Harvest of Death, both of which are about the destructive power of war on the battlefield, while a lot of battlefield images seem to hide the action or heroic heroes, these two are about death. Death of General Wolfe is General James Wolfe dying on the field, supposedly just as victory was called during the Battle of Quebec. Harvest Death is a photo of dead soldiers scattered across the field after the Battle of Gettysburg during the Civil War. While both put death on the forefront, the symbolism and intended purpose behind each one is very different, which is done through the help of strategic lighting. We believe these two images have similarities in the way the lighting is used to bring forth emotion, but is done in different ways. General Wolfe seems to represent the Christ figure in the lamentation scenes, while Harvest of Death shows a side of war that no one wants to see, fallen soldiers. It is very simplistic because it is the only field with bodies on it representing the peacefulness and loneliness of death.
The use of a highlight to call attention to General Wolfe certainly recalls Baroque tendencies to highlight holy figures such as Christ. The lighting seems more evenly applied in the Timothy O'Sullivan photograph, but in part, this is an effect of the constraints of the medium and the fact that this was actually happening out of doors, unlike the scene with General Wolfe, which was painted in a studio. Group 3 discussed the iconography of each work of art, considering subject matter as well as any symbolism.
The artworks are based on the grounds of war and death. The first artwork is Death of General Wolfe by Benjamin West. The image is showing the death of an English commander in the American Revolution. The atmosphere is sober yet victorious. They've won the war, but at the expense of the general's life. With his fellow soldiers and a noble savage kneeling beside him, the viewers can feel the patriotism and victory of the battle. The second artwork, A Harvest of Death by Timothy O'Sullivan, is a photograph of a battlefield in Pennsylvania after war. There are corpses scattered throughout the field. This picture is showing the hard reality of war. The environment is cold and depressing feeling. The photograph captures death as it is being harvested. The lifeless, limitless sea of bodies shows the cost of war. The symbolism of both of these pieces show the two sides of death in a war. One is the heroic side and one shows the cruel and sudden deaths.
One small correction. The Benjamin West painting was set at the Battle of Quebec, in which Canada was won by the British. Thankfully, the British were not victorious in the American Revolutionary War. The Timothy O'Sullivan photograph depicts the American Civil War. The difference, in part, was that the O'Sullivan image depicts fellow countrymen who have slaughtered one another. There is something more poignant about war when it is not us versus them, but neighbor versus neighbor. Group 5 was asked to consider the arrangement of each artistic composition. The composition has to do with the entirety of the artwork and all of the elements, including human figures, landscape features, and objects that are in it. Although it's more obvious the way that drawers or painters arrange their compositional space, photographers also have to think about composition. I asked the group to discuss how each artist has placed the elements within the composition, cropped the edges, or organized the arrangement, and what makes each a balanced composition.
Timothy O'Sullivan's A Harvest of Death and Benjamin West's Death of a General Wolf are similar only that they both depict war. West's painting mixes a heroic style with realism, glorifying Wolf and war as his men surround him in honor and mourning. The battle continues raging in the background, and the dark clouds melt into the background for the sun to shine on him as he faces towards the church steeple, peeking out from the smoke. It's romanticized, and General Wolf has won glory. In stark contrast, O'Sullivan's photo of the nameless soldier reeks of death and unearthly quietude. True to the moment, the camera shows no heroes or villains or grand war or honor, just the lifeless husks of littering the battlefield. A haze in the background shrouds mounted men, almost as if they stand between life and death, who presumably come to claim the dead. Whereas Death of General Wolf inspires hope and glory, A Harvest of Death harshly slaps the viewer with the brazen reality of war and inglorious death, if only in a glimpse. It strips away the propaganda of anything glorious to inspire only a hopeless frustration.
There are a number of good observations in this answer. One thing to note is that, while it seems entirely candid, O'Sullivan's composition was manipulated in ways that were not apparent to viewers at the time. For example, O'Sullivan gathered the bodies from various points of the battlefield and arranged them in a smaller area so that he could capture up-close views of more bodies. This is a subtle change, but it does give the viewer a greater impression of the carnage. Group 6's question was to address the historical context for each artwork. I asked the group to identify the figures, location, and the conflict that was being represented. I'm going to read the group's edited answer. The images of both Benjamin West's Death of General Wolfe and Timothy O'Sullivan's A Harvest of Death depict the events of wars that were prevalent during each time period. For Benjamin West, this was the French and Indian War, and his painting shows a young general dying after one of the battles that made up the war, the 1759 Battle of Quebec. For Timothy O'Sullivan, his photograph was taken at Gettysburg, which was a bloody battle that was part of the American Civil War. Death of General Wolfe shows the English officer after he was fatally injured and is surrounded by his fellow officers and a Native American warrior for his English viewers. A Harvest of Death, however, was a photograph of the aftermath after Gettysburg. Many dead Union soldiers litter the field, their belongings taken from them. One artwork is a painting meant to suggest the martyrdom of an officer during a European war, while the other is a photograph of the real events that took place during the Civil War, which turned the tide of American history. Both images were inspired by gruesome wars and exemplify how costly they can be. Last but never least, Group 7 was asked to discuss the medium and technique used to produce each work of art. I asked the group to consider how the different technical processes influenced the appearance of each work of art.
Benjamin West's Death of General Wolfe is an oil and canvas painting portraying the death of the young English commander James Wolfe. Timothy O'Sullivan's A Harvest of Death is a photograph taken after the Battle of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, during the Civil War. West mixed a traditional painting style and composition layout with the realism of the period. O'Sullivan used wet plate technique of photography to capture the scene of war. West paints his scene in a style that shows a dramatic and glorious hero, James Wolfe, falling in battle. In West's piece, his use of the theatrical style is similar to paintings from the Renaissance that focus more on the painting of religious art. On the other hand, O'Sullivan captured a haunting scene of the reality of war. A Harvest of Death is more realistic, whereas Death of General Wolfe is more surreal, with realistic features added to make the image match the time period. While both works of art use different media, they both have the same intent to portray the tragedy and pain of battle.
The introduction of photography radically altered the history of art. Once artists were liberated from having to replicate the natural world in their artworks, it opened the door for expressive abstraction to emerge. We will be looking closely at abstraction in all its many forms throughout the remainder of the semester. Au revoir!